We thank you, Lord, for this day. This is a day that you have made, and we all just rejoice and are glad in it. It's a decision, and we make that decision this morning to be glad, to be filled with your joy and your peace. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would just speak to those that you love, encourage them, and just let your peace, your shalom, be over this house. We thank you for all those that have come here, Lord. We pray that you will make it very clear to them how much you love them and how much you care for them. In Jesus' name, amen. So, prophecy, I love the teaching that Paul just gave. It's excellent. In 1 Corinthians 14, it talks about those, I call it a filter of encouragement, comfort, exhortation. Those are good things, right? And right above that, it talks about the gift of prophecy and that we should all desire spiritual gifts, especially prophecy. So in my mind, and this has been proven out a number of times, even with my wife that says she doesn't have that gift, and Jehovah Sneaky snuck up on her and started prophesying through her. So we had this idea that, well, that's for some people, right? And we'll give an opportunity at the end of this to activate all of you in the gift of prophecy. And I believe everyone will be activated. And it's just one of those things. At meetings like this, the expectation is high, faith is high, and if you've never given a prophetic word, you will today. I'm just speaking it out, amen? I've seen it time and time again. And when it comes to discerning, you know, some people say, don't do parking lot prophecies. Well, I say don't do those if they are directional, correctional, or judgmental. Okay? So if you get any of those, don't do that in the parking lot. Okay? You bring it to the church leaders. Let them discern what that is. In fact, usually if God gives that to you, he's already given it to one of the leaders. They're just ignoring it. Like, I don't want to do this. I'm pastoral. I don't want to confront somebody. So God stirs up someone in the body to let them know it's time to confront somebody. But if you have a word of encouragement, comfort, exhortation, then fire away. I mean, what's wrong with that, right? Now, at the same time, you're thinking Bible, right? Because the Bible is the foundation of all the word that is God, right? So if there's any word that you're giving someone and it's not confirmed by the word of God or contrary to the word of God, then don't give it, because that's just, you are a demon. I'll just put it that way. But that's why it's so important for us to learn the Bible. Because if you are moving in the gift of prophecy, you want to check yourself out and the words that you give. And especially in a setting like this, I'm coming from the outside, right? I'm submitted to Pastor Paul and any other elders here that if I do something, say something that's not right, I want to be called down, okay? Now, sometimes that can be after the fact, and sometimes it can't, because if it's true error, you need to deal with it right then and there. It's no fun. I've had to do it before. But I'm just saying those things because there's checks and balances in the gift of prophecy. I walk in those. Everyone at CI walks in those. And we just know that God is in charge. Amen? And I know he's up to some good stuff. Now, sometimes, if I'm speaking to one person, I call that a rifle prophecy. But sometimes God gives me a shotgun. and it sprays. So if I'm prophesying to someone and I say something and you go, whoa, that's like right to me. Guess what? If you have ears to hear, the Spirit is saying something. That doesn't mean you can't grab, you can grab anybody else's prophecy. I'm just saying that if it, the Lord quickens it to you that what I just said was for you, you can receive that as well. Amen? So sometimes I'm aware of it, and I'll let people know, and then, you know, because it may be 10 people in here, and I'm like, okay. So I'm just bringing it to your attention that if this issue is something you've been dealing with, it's being dealt with. And let's deal with it. Let's minister. Let the Holy Spirit minister to us. Amen? Praise God. And if you have questions, you know, just kind of jot them down, and towards the end we can answer those as well. So, and what I also do is while I'm prophesying, I am mentoring how to prophesy. See, there are different ways you can prophesy. You can just be very gentle and like I'm going to do. Or there's like, thus says the Lord God. Shake and throw your coat and do all kind of stuff. It's all theatrics. But the problem with the theatrics is it brings attention to the individual and not to the Holy Spirit. So usually when I'm prophesying, I'll say, I sense the Lord saying. Because if Paul senses something different, then I might not be on track. And so I allow him to judge that word. But if I say, thus says the Lord, it's kind of hard to judge that word. I've done it because it wasn't the Lord. They just said it. But it makes it real hard, you know, as someone who's going to correct it, you know, if you're saying, thus says the Lord all the time, oh, really? Okay. So just be aware of that. Amen. So my sister here. Let's see. I think I'll get your name just so if for some reason your recording goes bad, they can pull it up on the master. What's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy, I just want to encourage you. And see, I don't have anything for her right now. I just know the gift in me, and I know that if I just let the gift go, then he'll start giving me something. Some of the guys at CI call it popcorn prophecy. It's like popcorn, like a word comes up. You share that word and another corner pops up, another one, until it stops popping. And then you just let it go. As we will do this activation at the end, it may be that God will do the same thing to you. I'm a real visual person, so God shows me things in a vision type way. Even when my wife first got the gift to prophesy, it was all things that like butterfly, and plant, a rose, or whatever. You know, for some people, it's all scripture. It's just, I get this scripture. Okay, well, that was a prophecy. And that scripture is usually right on target, you know. So I'm hopefully training you how to prophesy. Amen? And also, it's easier if you put your hand, if you can hold their hand or put your hand on their shoulder, sometimes that helps strengthen the signal. And we'll do that at the end. And I believe God's going to really move in a great way. Amen? So Cindy, I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I saw the word teacher. And I just see that that's a gift in you, both in the secular and in the spirit. I just see a love for the word of God. I see the gift of words of knowledge and wisdom coming to you. I just see a spirit of Barnabas. I saw the word Barnabas. So I'd see a spirit of Barnabas. And when God shows me that, and the thing is, once you start prophesying, there are certain things you get to carry forward. You know, the first time you say it, you're like, okay, Barnabas, you know, let's go check out Barnabas. Well, you know, there are certain things that Barnabas did. And Barnabas was one of those encouragers, right? He went between Paul and John Mark and helped reconcile them. So that gift is in you as well. And I just see counselor. I see the gift of counseling, which also connects with Barnabas. And I just see you ministering to a lot of people, especially people who are down and out, even marriages that are not doing well. You're able to pray for them and give them words of wisdom. And I do see like that intercessory gift on you as well, to pray and intercede and just let God come down on people's lives. Amen? Amen. A sister here, what's your name?
Stephanie.
I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I see a teaching anointing on you as well. I see a mantle of praise. I see even as a young child, you were so excited to be around the things of God, like songs, Christian songs, and different types of things. It's like even the Psalms themselves in the Bible, it's like God's showing you how some of those have come alive, and you've gotten a lot of revelation through that. I do see you helping a lot of other people and giving them wisdom and insight, especially those who are down and out. I see people like that are having depression and oppression and just closed in kind of people, and I just see you kind of grabbing their arm and saying, no, you're not going to stay in that hole. I'm going to bring you out. And I see that anointing that God's given you to kind of break through some of the darkness in people's lives. I see a healing in your hands. I see, and it's not been fully engaged in your life, but I just see God's activating that in a greater dimension. So anytime someone is sick, just be aware that your hands can bring healing. And that's scriptural, right? These signs will follow us, I believe. We'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So I see that, and some of this healing is emotional. Some people are always focused on the physical, but most of our life is emotional. So some people are in such a dark state or a dark set of mind or mindset or like bipolar or whatever, that they just need healing. And the Lord's given you that ability to pray for them. And you're going to see more and more healing because you're going to start doing it. You know, before it's like, well, I need a sign. Well, you just got a sign. And God's going to use you to minister to healing a lot. And not only healing to individuals, but activating other people to pray for healing. So, you know, it's just like Bezalel in the Old Testament. He was a craftsman to build the tabernacle of Moses. Well, God told him, look, you lay hands on these other craftsmen. They have a talent, but they need an anointing. And so God lets us transfer that anointing that he's given us to other people. And it's just a matter of, you know, God will highlight somebody to you and you just pray for them and pray that God will do more in their life. Amen? This sister here, Annie, Ernie, right? And y'all are married?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. You know, that's one thing in the prophetic. It's good to ask certain questions because just because they're sitting next to each other doesn't mean they're married. Okay, so you kind of learn over the years what questions to ask. Because it helps settle my mind, because I can focus on the unit of marriage instead of just the individual. And if they're not married, then I'll stay to the individual and let the word be as it is. Amen. So y'all learn all kind of stuff today. So my sister, I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I see a mantle of praise on you. I just see, as a young child, I saw 2 years old, a dedication to the Lord. And I just see a heritage, a godly heritage that was passed down to you. And some of that you didn't want. It's like, no, thank you. But the godly stuff has come down. And I just see a blossom. It's like a rose bush blossoming. And I see this, like, especially over the last few years, it's like, God's just removed some blinders and help you see some things in the spirit and walk in those. Before, it's like, oh, I don't know if I want that. But it's like these last few years, I just see a comfort and just a desire to do more for the kingdom no matter what. Whether it's laying on the ground and lost in the spirit or going up to someone and asking them some crazy question. Which all of us prophetic people do. So I just see God calling you deeper into that prophetic anointing and that gift that was handed down to you from many others, and people laid hands on you and prayed for you. I just see like a depression that has left you, an oppression that was like repetitive, that was broken off of you. And I just see the joy and the peace and the lightning of the world that you're able to see now. My brother Ernie, I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I see a teaching anointing on you. I see an apostolic anointing on you. I see you just like with a battle axe, just breaking up the fallow ground, just breaking up ground that people don't need to be standing on, and getting down to the root of what is true. And I just see God helping you to build that true foundation that he desires. And I see a lot of miscommunication that's happened in the past, and some people didn't understand what you were trying to do, and you got accused of all kind of stuff, but it's like water off the duck's back. It's just like, okay, let it go. Just let it go. Even now, any word curses that were thrown and hurled your way is being eliminated. That's a shotgun. That means there's a lot of you in here that word curses, you know, people cursed you, whether it's through prayer or under their breath or even face to face. The Lord says, let it go. And I just see all those word curses just falling off of you right now, having no effect on you or your family, because some of these curses they've been wanted for your descendants. And you've even seen it sometimes in your kids. It's like, oh no, they got it too, you know. Well, not anymore. I mean, this is God, amen? He's just wiping clean the slate of all these word curses that, and I'm receiving it too, Paul's receiving it too. Any word curses that were over us are being broken right now, amen? And we're just speaking freedom. And I speak freedom to you. I see you writing. I see it's like, you know, you can type it, but writing is something. There's an anointing there where you can write, you can draw, and things come out of your obedience to God in that area. And I just see these like manuscripts where it may be just one sentence or one phrase, and God's letting you kind of compile these things to reinforce that foundation of truth and encouragement. And I just see the love of the Father in you. I just see you going out for the lost sheep. And no matter what the cost, you're going to go after them. And you're going to be like white on rice. You're just going to stick on them until they come back. And yeah, some of those word curses came from those people. But many of them are coming back asking forgiveness and releasing those things to the Lord. And I just see a lot of things happening in these next few years that you had hoped happened 10 years ago, they're happening this year. And I just see you writing down or even checking some of those things. Oh, God told me this. God told me that. God told me that. And that's a shotgun in here too. So many of you intercessors been around a while, and we've prayed and seen things for 20, 30 years, and we're just starting to see it happen. And we're starting to check the boxes. And it's so cool. I mean, it's just so cool. So I see that happening in your life. This brother here. John. John, is this your wife? Anna. Okay, John and Anna. Yeah. I see God's grace on your life. John, I just see construction was the word I got. And I just see you working with your hands and I mean, there's a gifting there, just like I shared earlier about Bezalel. There's a craftsman anointing on you. There's also an administrative anointing on you to oversee other things, even though that's not like your baby. It's like, I'd rather just do it, but the Lord's calling you into an administrative oversight anointing, which is kind of apostolic, you know, in the spiritual dimension. Especially if you're plowing new ground or increasing the tent peg, so to speak. And I see you doing that, and I see God bringing you at least two individuals that you can start pouring your life in. You've had so much problem trying to get some good people that you're like skittish and say, no, no. But God's going to make it clear when these people come that these are the people. They're not going to be perfect and they need help, right? But they have the goods that are necessary to carry on the mantle that God's given you. And I just see you pouring your life into them and loving on them and their families. And I see, I mean, it's like a Holy Ghost commune. I mean, it's so cool. It's like my brother's actually dreamed of this, of having like 100 acres and developing a little community store and you know, a farm and all this stuff. And it's like off the grid kind of thing. And people love each other and care for each other. And I see that gift and that vision that God's given you and your family to make it all happen. And I just it's like God's given you roller skates. So get ready to start skating, because these next few years are going to move pretty fast. And the provision's going to be there. A lot of the things that were held off in the storage barn, so to speak, God's opening up to you and you're going to have access to. And my sister, I just want to encourage you, because you're an encourager. I just see the love. I see the compassion. I see just the shalom that you walk in and you're able to give it to other people. And I just see like a weeping prophet anointing on you as well, that there are times when the Holy Spirit overwhelms you and all you can do is weep. And people don't understand that, especially, you know, if they've never experienced spiritual things before. But it's a form of intercession that God's given you to just weep through things that are bringing healing to other people. And just like Elijah laid on the dead boy and he came back to life, I see that same anointing on you to be able to just weep over people. And if you have a chance, just tell people before you start praying, I might start crying. Don't freak out. It's a form of intercession, and just let God do what you want to do. He wants to do. And there's a group of prophetic intercessors in Nigeria called the Wailing Women, and they've actually gone all over the world, even Houston. They've had conferences and stuff. And so I see that same anointing on you as well. But yours is more particular for individuals when that need is there, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever it is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have kids? Four? Two of them in particular, I just see excellence. I mean, it's like everything they put their hand to is gold. And just overseeing them, managing them, just praying and say, God, guide us how we need to do this, you know, because you can get spread 10 ways and not be effective. But if you focus on the three that you're excellent, then you can really move out and make a difference. So I see those kids really making a big difference. And in the spiritual realm, it's so cool. One's like a teacher. They're going to know the word. They're going to question you when you say certain things. And the other one is kind of artistic and just has a revelatory gift, where they're going to see things, spirits, angels, visions, and they're going to be questioning things from a whole different paradigm. And when they get in their element, it's going to be so cool. Praise God. All right, my sister. Yeah, Deneen. I just want to encourage you in the Lord. How do I phrase this? Sometimes when you get a prophetic impression, it's a feeling. And it's hard to express. But the words I get are like from the Father saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant, even though you've beaten yourself up too many times and said, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, the Lord says, you are worthy. And nothing you did in the past can cancel that. That's a shotgun in here. Some of you have been walking in this idea that you're not worthy because you did this or you did that or whatever. History is being canceled right now. Off of your life, whatever bad thing you did or someone did to you or whatever, it's being canceled right now. And there's freedom in this house. And I just see that freedom coming to you and that empowerment coming to you. I see you writing, just like I was talking to our brother about writing, that a writing anointing, that, you know, you're in the midst of praise and worship and you're just like, okay, I need to write this down. And then later you go, wow, how did that come out of me, you know? And it's a gift that God's given you to pull down some truths from heaven. And some of these are specific for you, but some are specific for the church and the Big C Church. So just be aware of those things and be able to have a way to communicate that to those people who God wants to speak to in that realm. I see a healing anointing in you as well. I see a gift of faith. It's like when you go visit someone who's sick, you're like, you're getting healed. And it just rises up inside of me, and it's almost like, are you ready? Because you're going to get healed. And don't, you know, it's like you're not going to accept any kind of, well, this and well, that. And well. No, the gift of faith is going to rise up. You're going to see some miraculous healing. You're going to see some, of course, salvations because of that. Even deliverance, I see a strong anointing in the area of discerning of spirits and deliverance and the Lord's given you wisdom, because early years you just used to, you know, just spit it out. And now it's like, okay, God, you need to help me with this. And some of those things you kind of have to pray and walk around for a while until you get how to deliver it. Obviously, in a big room like this, you don't deliver someone from homosexuality. Now, I've called it an unclean spirit and delivered them, but I don't call it a spirit of homosexuality because it's not necessary, right? Why do we, you know, we don't want to embarrass someone or make them feel bad because there's other people. They don't know what's going on. But God will give you wisdom in how to manage that. And I just see God using you in that area of deliverance to really set some people free, lay hands on people, pray for them for healing, and good things, good things. In fact, there's several people you've been praying for that have you know, gone awry, so to speak, and the way of the world, and the Lord's bringing them back. Within a year, they're going to call you up and tell you, thank you for praying, because they know you're praying, and that's why they're so miserable right now, because they can't get away from and try to do what they're doing without God intervening. Good things. Amen. This sister here.
Ernestine,
I just want to encourage you. I just see glory and light. Glory and light. It's like you have both hands up. One's got glory, one's got the light. And I just see the atmosphere changing when you come in the room, because you're not going to tolerate any demonic entity, any darkness. If there's there, you're going to chase it out. And you got Jesus behind you to do it. So I just see this anointing that God's given you to really clean house. And I don't know if you've done that much, but, you know, we call it spiritual house cleansing. And I've been a part of some of those things, and it really works. I mean, people can be having nightmares and dreams and all this stuff. You go in there, and 15 minutes later, they don't have it. Because there was a demonic entity that had a right to be there, and we have a right over that demonic entity, so he has to go. Now, sometimes God has us go through an act of forgiveness, you know, for the people that violated other people in an area to bring that curse, right? And sometimes it's just getting in there and say, get out. We're done. Yeah, that portal of heaven is coming down on this place. And I just see you declaring and decreeing that over areas and regions. And there's some things in your family that are concerned for you. And there's two in particular that you've been praying for over 10 years. And it's like you wore out your knees praying for them. And you know you can't talk to them anymore because they won't hear what you have to say. But God is working. In the next 2 months, you're going to hear some things you never heard from their mouth. And they're going to be kneeling down and they're going to give their life to the Lord. They're going to just leave, truly repent. Leave the darkness that they've been involved in and pursue the light. And God's already orchestrated events that could never happen without his orchestration. And these are answers to your prayers. They're like been bottled up in heaven, and God's saying, okay, it's time. Boom. And he's working all the things together just like a chessboard, putting all the pieces together. And it's going to be such a testimony, not only for them, but for you and everyone else that knew him. It's kind of like the Saul to Paul kind of thing. It's like, really? If they can get saved, I can get saved, you know. So I just see that even evangelistic anointing coming upon you and them to win the lost to Christ. And I see some of your close acquaintances. You want them to just really get excited about the Lord, and they've been holding back. Well, this is the year. This is the year they're going to come. One of the things in 1 Corinthians 14 that Paul talks about so much is tongues. You know, it's interesting to me that someone can be baptized in the Holy Spirit and not get tongues. I mean, I have some people, because of a mind block, whatever, I'll pray for them and they'll start prophesying, but they won't get the tongues. And I had a doctor friend of mine that did that. And after a couple of years, I said, God, you have to give him his tongues. So we kind of cornered him on a mission trip, prayed for him, and he got his tongues. So there's something about the tongues that gets you to another level. One reason, I believe, is because it's surrender. You have to surrender your tongue. You have to surrender your control to a spirit that's going to move your tongue and give you words that you don't know. And once you do that, then all the other gifts become easier because you have like the gateway. Now, your tongue is a gateway to every one of the other gifts because if he wants to bring healing, you say, well, okay, I gave you my mouth to pray in tongues. And if you notice when Pastor Tunde ministered here, he prays a lot in tongues. And if he's like trying to discern something, he just fires off in tongues. And their elder meeting in Nigeria is something to experience. They got like 8 elders, and for a whole hour, they will pray in tongues. I mean like warfare tongues. And then they will say, okay, what does the Lord want? What's he saying? This and that. And they'll discern it prophetically and then minister along those lines. So tongues is so important. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. How did he know that? I believe he learned how to speak in tongues without ceasing. Because praying without ceasing is a gift. And all of us obviously would like that, yearn for that. But I believe he could do his tent making and still be praying in tongues, even preaching and praying in tongues. I mean, yeah. You know, our brain's a lot bigger than we think. So they're coming in. They're going to get tongues. Amen? Hallelujah. This brother here. Andrew and Aaron, you two are together, right? All right. Okay. So my brother, I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I just see you encouraging a lot of people. I see a pastoral anointing on you. I see the down and out anointing If someone's down and out, boy, you're like drawn to them like honey, you know, bees to honey. And I just see this mantle on you to help, to assist. It's like you have a helper anointing. It's like whenever the two bricks come together, you're the mortar. It's like, I got to help out. And God's given you that gift to be able to help out. But he's pushing you forward. And it's not easy. It's not comfortable because you're like the background guy, right? And you do things behind the scenes and you don't mind that. You love that. But God's saying, no, I'm going to push you forward. You got to start coming forth because you have a very strong prophetic gift. You've seen things in the spirit. There's revelation God's given you. And you've written down a lot of this stuff. But it's time for you to express it. Because God wants your influence to be bigger. And in order to do that, he has to use your mouth. And he'll use your hands. But you've got to speak. You've got to write. You've got to do some things. I mean, even through the internet, I see you doing some things. Whether it's a podcast or a blog or whatever, I just see an anointing on that. You're going to be surprised, really surprised. I mean, after a couple of weeks of doing it, you're going to go, oh my goodness, there's a whole church out there that is not being fed. And I've got the food. And this is a shotgun to some others in here because God's calling you into a ministry that involves the internet and some of those things. And I just encourage you to keep pressing in. That it's like I saw years before, and I saw you jumping from one stone to another stone, and you were trying to avoid all the bad spots. And the Lord's saying, look, I'm putting a firm foundation in front of you. You don't have to worry about all those little mishits. He says, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. And one of the things that helped me when I first started prophesying, because I gave congregational prophecy for years before I ever gave a personal prophecy. So in a group of people like our church at that time, probably 300. So to give a prophetic word, you had to go to the pastor and tell him I have a prophetic word. Well, the way mine works is I have to start before I get anything. Now, I'll get an impression, obviously, like in those days. I mean, I literally used to shake and feel heaviness in my chest, and I knew, okay, this is a word from the Lord. I didn't know what it was. You know, sometimes I'd have a feeling, okay, love, I feel love. But, you know, if your pastor is saying, well, I need more than that, well, you need to let me get the mic then. You know, so some of us, we actually have to start the process, and then God starts giving it to us like the popcorn thing. And fortunately, I was with a pastor that yielded to that and allowed that, and it was really cool. But I see that in you as well, as it, you know, and for others in here, the difficulty of prophesying, your mind kind of goes through all these mental gymnastics. Well, what if I'm wrong? Well, I got to the place where I had enough faith that even if I was wrong, if even I said the wrong thing, God would communicate it correctly to the people that were listening. Sometimes you just got to get more faith. And more faith in him and less faith in you, right? And God honored it. And so it's so cool. That's going to happen. Amen. And my sister and brother, I just see... I see you holding hands, and it's like X, you know, it's like the X-Man, but in the spirit realm. And I see these anointings that God is bringing together, and it's like, you know, the cord of three is stronger than by themselves or just two. And the Spirit of God has wound you together in such a way that you're a pillar in this community. And I see that so many people try to take you out. I mean, I just see these big old axes trying to cut that pillar down, cutting them down. And you're going, why are you doing this? I'm not even doing anything, you know. You were doing a lot of things in the Spirit, because a lot of these things are intercessory, spiritual warfare, anointings. And when you engage in those, the enemy really gets upset. And you've learned that you don't fight against flesh and blood, because it's those spirits that are behind those people that are trying to do the chopping. And you still pray for them. Because of that, there's been kind of difficulty finding your place. It's like a piece that needs to be plugged in somewhere and can't really do it. And God is saying he's given you extra grace this year. Extra grace that you won't have to feel that anymore. Because your call is to the Big C Church. And when you try to fit that in a small C church, it doesn't have room for it. And some things they'll agree to, but some of the other things are like, sorry, you're going to have to do that on your own. But there's others out there that have the same call. And I just see a gathering anointing, a network anointing that's falling on you guys. And you're going to start meeting people from other churches, other people, and moving into town. You're going to run across their path and you're going to go, really? And God's been speaking to you for 10 years about this? And God's been speaking to me about 30 years, and now it's all starting to come about. And I just see these linking of individuals who have anointings in their life that is called to the Big C Church. And some of these will not be affiliated with a church. They're just, some people call them freelancers or whatever, you know. They're like the John the Baptist kind, you know, just out there doing their thing, but not really connected to anyone. So God's going to connect you to them and help to guide them and direct them. And I just see, I get the word house of hope. It's like God is developing. He's developed it within your own home, but there's a bigger house of hope that God is wanting to develop. And you're going to be on the ground floor. You're going to be one of the pillars to help launch this and bring goodness and mercy to a lot of people. My sister, I just see a healing taking place in your life right now. It's mostly emotional. It's like you don't know why or what or whatever. It doesn't matter. I just see everyone just reach your hands to our sister right now. Hey, whew. Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. More, Lord Jesus. More of you. More of you, Lord. More of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see the water of heaven just washing over you right now. I see all the dross, all those things that were holding up, all the things that were clogging the pores, so to speak, just being released right now. And I just see the full freedom of the Holy Spirit. I just see you swimming in the river, and the river of life. And oh boy, you're going to have a whole lot of people come in with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's imparting a gift to you to pray for others with mental illness. It's going to be uncanny. And you've always wondered why God is bringing these people to you. Well, now you know because you're anointed to heal them. It may not be immediate, but you'll see steps, even after that first prayer, steps of light that is coming and healing. And I even see you connected to the physical, the medical realm, psychological realm, for some of that healing as well. So I see a team coming together that's going to bring healing to a lot of people, and it's going to be such a blessing, an answer to so many people. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This brother and sister here, I assume you're married. What's your names?
Laszlo, like Leslie.
Okay.
Laszlo.
Is that a first name or?
Andrea.
Andrea. Okay. Laszlo and Andrea. Well, it's not an accident that you're here. When I say that, that means the enemy's tried to take you out multiple times. I often tell people I have more lives than a cat because I know at least 19 times the enemy tried to kill me, and I'm still here. And for some reason, the enemy knows. I don't know how. I guess because he was a chief reigning angel in heaven, he has some power and some ability to understand things. But God has created in each one of you a special gift. It's like a key that unlocks a door that no one has access to. And some of this is strange, but I'm even thinking about Lord of the Rings. It's like, you know, there's certain giftings that certain people have, and if they will get in their gifting, then so many good things happen. And I just see the way God is working in your lives, that to bring you to this place and to really call you to do some of the things that you're doing. I just see an engineering anointing on you. I see the ability for you to draw and read and understand processes and mechanical things. And even in the internet, the Lord is starting to show you all kind of ways that things are working, even through AI and all kind of stuff. And you're going to start dreaming of these things. It's just going to be crazy. You're going to wake up and just start writing or dictate. That's what I do a lot of times. I'll just put on my voice memo, start dictating at 3 a.m. till I'm finished, put it down, go back to sleep. Now, sometimes I have to stay up and wait, like pray for an hour or whatever. But I see that happening in your life. And some of your history is important to this, because some of the bad things in the past you don't want to associate, but God has an anointing that came through the past that you want to receive. So the Lord's just saying, and this is for some of you in here as well, you know, sometimes when bad things happen, we don't want anything, right? But God's gift is without repentance. It comes through bad characters. And we get it. And if we don't receive it, we don't get to flow in it. But I see you receiving what God has put in your ancestry. And say, God, whatever good is there, we receive it. And when you do that, there's going to be such a joy, such a peace. And it's going to pass on to your descendants as well. You're going to start seeing the anointing of God popping up here and there, and you're like, oh, okay, this is our ancestry. And it's a gift from God. And my sister, I just see an anointing of the Holy Spirit on you. I see an intercessory gift. I see you kind of like our sister with the weeping anointing. I see that ability to just hang in there no matter what. And you've had to do it a number of times. And God's always come through for you. And I just see God's grace just pouring on you. I see it's like the vessels. God says, just get another vessel. You bring that vessel, he fills it up. And I see a healing taking place in your life. There's a physical and a mental healing that's taking place. And let's just reach our hands to our sister. Oh, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Restoration. Restoration. Some things you didn't even know you needed, and God's giving them to you right now. Restoration. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just saw in your left shoulder, for some reason, it was like part of your shoulder was gone, and God was putting a new one in there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just see all these areas of your body being highlighted. It's in a negative way, it's like metastasis, you know. But in God's way, it's like reversing it. So I see a healing taking place in all these different areas of your body. And I just see a new life. When you wake up tomorrow, you're going to wonder what happened. Because something has changed in your life, in your body, in your brain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. The sister behind, what's your name?
Lavender.
Lavender. Are y'all related at all?
Sister-in-law.
Okay. And what's your name?
Yana.
So, Lavender, I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I just see an encouraging anointing on you. I just see that ability for you to just bless people no matter what background, what kind of, you know, differencing or even difficulty. It's like you can just disappear in the background. You can go into a place, people don't notice you. And then God will highlight someone to you. And you'll just go up to them, start talking to them. Sometimes they'll start weeping. And that's because there's a gift inside of you that can discern that and also bring healing to that. And the enemy wants you to believe that your words are not good. But God is anointing your words. That's why he's coming against you. Your tongue is of the Lord. And when you speak certain things, even though some of them may be harsh and some of them right to the point, God is using it to dismantle the things in other people. And yet you might get repercussion, but you'll never get injury because God is covering you with his mantle of security. And I just see faith rising up in you, a faith that says, no, I'm going to do whatever God tells me to do. I don't care what the consequences are. He's promised that he won't be able to take me or my life, and God's grace is going to always be there for you. I like the definition of grace that says, grace is the ability to do what he's called me to do. So if you know God's called you to do, just ask for some more grace because you know it's coming. But sometimes he wants us to ask. I don't know why. He likes us to be dependent on him. And my sister here, I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I just see a special healing in your hands. I just see a healing taking place even in your body. I just see an oil that's God's covering over you and bringing healing and wholeness. And I just see this is actually a call in your life to see people become whole and well and healthy and all these things. And I just see God directing you to the right people at the right time. It's almost like there's been a couple years of hiatus where you haven't been able to connect. And the Lord says, because it's till this time I had to bring all the pieces together. And when you start meeting those individuals and getting with their programs, you'll find out, wow, I thought this was a bad program, but now I'm seeing that this is really God's way of doing things. And I just see in the next 6 months, things are going to turn around in such a way that you're going to really see a whole nother level of what God intended for you in health and wholeness and well-being. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This brother here?
Rob.
And this is? Your daughter. Okay, good. So I just want to encourage you guys in the Lord. I just see my brother. I just see a mantle of praise, just a love for the things of God. I see a golden retriever. It's like that's kind of your personality. Just to hang around and just be there for other people and just be a help to other people. But at the same time, God wants to bring you out to do things that are a little uncomfortable for you. He's put a lot of things in you, a lot of wisdom and experience, and he wants to use that for the kingdom. And I see you connecting with at least two other individuals, and I see you praying together. I see you doing things you've never done before, and basically to ask God for direction and help. And I just see all these things coming together. I see the background of like engineering and structural work and all that stuff coming together to help people and to even help a business prosper. It's like there's an anointing on you to bring prosperity to other people, but you just hadn't connected with the right people. And the Lord's bringing those people, and it's going to all kind of work out together for his glory. And my sister, I just want to encourage you. I just see freedom. I see where the enemy had you down, had his foot on your neck, and say, you're not coming up. But God, my favorite two words in the Bible.
Yes.
But God. And I just see how God just broke that off of you. And I just see such a sensitivity to the things of the Spirit. I see a prophetic anointing on you. I see the voice of the Lord. I see the song of the Lord. I see those things happening. In fact, they sometimes scare you because you're like, God, why are you giving this to me? I'm not anybody. And that was like earlier. You just got broken off of that. I'm not worthy kind of thing. And I just see that God's given you wings to fly. He's bringing you to high places in the Spirit. And you're going to be able to see like the eagle. You're going to see far off. You're going to see what's coming. And you're going to be able to share it with other people. And it's going to be so accurate that people are going to be astounded. And you're actually going to be a go-to person. They're like, wow, I wish we would have some. We do. Let's call her. And God will give her something if he hadn't already. And I just see that love affair with the Lord, that Mary anointing to just sit at his feet and worship him and all the other things go away. And I just see a healing of the past, just like I was sharing earlier, this healing of the past, of past do's, don'ts, attacks, whatever. It's all behind you. And I just see God's resting on you. It's like a dove, just Holy Spirit resting on you. And being there for you, and all the fear going away. He's protecting you and being there for you. Amen. Our brother here.
Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I just want to encourage you. I just see these next 2 years are years. It's like a building project, okay? It's like God's given you plans for years. And in the next 2 years, you're going to start implementing these things. And it's going to come in a different way than you expect. But it's going to be able to go back to those plans and say, wow, I even forgot about that plan. And, I forgot about that. And you start seeing all these things come together. And it's about kingdom anointing. kingdom awareness. And I just see God connecting you with other people. And you're there to encourage them. You're there to bless them. But also God's given you wisdom to be able to say the right thing at the right time. That's kind of a Barnabas anointing. You kind of like a board member. You listen to all the stuff for a while, and then all of a sudden at the end of the thing, God gives you the final line that summarizes everything. And I just see that anointing in you as well to be able to encourage people. And I see your prayers for your family coming to pass. In this next year, you're going to be able to look at some of the family members you've been praying for. You're going to see them turn from darkness to light. And you're going to hear good things. You're going to hear them connecting to churches and ministries and be able to really engage in their spiritual life where you couldn't before. Praise God. This family here, are these all your kids?
They're my grandsons.
Okay, grandkids. All right. And your name?
Dolly.
Dolly. Yeah, I want to encourage you in the Lord. I just see a teaching anointing on you. I see a mantle of praise. I see a love for the things of God, especially His Word. And I just see it coming alive to you. And I don't know if you're connected with a small group yet, but I encourage you to do so, because that's when the gift starts working. And even preparing a lesson or for a lesson, God's going to give you things. You need a wide margin, you know, in books, because you're writing stuff, extra stuff all the time. And God's dropping those things down in you. He's given you an administrative gift as well to be able to orchestrate things and guide things and bring things to a better consensus. And I just see Him healing a lot of the things of the past. A lot of emotion and things that really got messed up, the Lord says, let them go. It's like that water off a duck's back. Anytime they come to your mind, just say, let them go. I let them go. I let them go. If any time there's a someone you're not sure you forgave, just forgive them. You know, sometimes hurts are so deep that we can't do it. And we need the Lord. Amen? So in those times, just say, God, I can't do it, but I'm willing. If you will work the forgiveness through me, I will forgive. And He's so faithful to do that. And I see all those healings taking place. And these guys, I just bless them in the Lord. I just see three soldiers for Christ. I see the anointing of the Lord on you. I just see a special grace to move high in the things of God. And I just see, even through my sister, that God's going to point out specific things in each one of you and how to move ahead in how God has designed you and equipped you. One of the keys is staying close to the Lord and reading your Bible and studying the Bible and memorizing it. It says to meditate on the Word of God day and night so that you'll be able to do all that is in it. And I encourage you to do that. And as you do that, you will be developing a foundation that God has for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This brother here?
Aiden.
I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I just see I see a sports anointing on you. Sometimes I don't understand how that works out in spiritual gifts, but we know that Elijah pretty much ran a marathon in like 30 minutes or so. So I just see this anointing for you to go far in certain sports. And I see a pastoral anointing on you as well that will draw you to other individuals in those sports, and especially kids. And I see you loving on them. And the Lord just wants to remind you that your prayers are powerful. That when a thought comes to you that I should pray for this kid or this individual, just ask them if you could pray and be obedient. In fact, that's how I encourage people to move in the prophetic, is to do prophetic praying. And the way you do that is, they may say, pray for my arm, and you'll say, okay, but you say, okay, Lord, what do you want to pray for them? And then the Lord will start praying for all these other things. And then sometimes you'll get carried away and won't even pray for the arm. It's like, oh, okay, let me pray for the arm too. But I see that anointing in all of you guys, that as you feel led to pray for someone, you know, it may not be prayer that you're feeling, but it's a tug from the Lord, okay? Sometimes it's like a person just gets highlighted, and it's like you're drawn to that person. And just be obedient to the, I mean, you never can go wrong praying, right? So if nothing else, just bless them. And if the prophetic word doesn't come, just bless them and their life and their family and their arm, and God will do the rest. Amen. But I just see this ability that God's given you to go far in the physical realm, to be excellent, and to also be a counselor, and to help other people and pray for them and engage in their life. I don't know if you're familiar with Young Life, but that kind of comes to my mind as far as ministry. They do a lot of activities, especially in the summer with kids, and I just see you like on ropes courses and doing all kind of stuff. Praise God. All right. Y'all thought y'all were going to get away? So how many are you related to over here?
This is my wife.
Okay.
I'm Johnny.
Johnny. Father, I just thank you for this couple. I thank you for their life. Johnny, I just see you as a pillar in the body of Christ. I see courage. I see a Moses anointing, like a willingness to do whatever God wants. Once you fully understand it's God, just like Moses is like, are you sure, God? I'm not. There's questions there, and God's okay with that. But you found that when you get the answer, you're ready to go. And I just see you overseeing a lot of people. It's like the chief eagle and all the eaglets. And I just see you looking at them and blessing them and encouraging them and going after that stray one and bringing them back in. And I just see that there's a spiritual heritage that was in your family. And I see that God's putting like a lot of it together. And he's allowing you to walk in it in a supernatural way. I see even in the business realm, God's going to prosper you. He's going to gift you so that you can bless others. And that's why there's been charlatans that have come your way and tried to use you for the wrong reasons. And that's kind of the woundedness that's been there in your heart, and you're kind of reluctant to get involved with other people. You'd rather just do it yourself. But Lord, the Lord's healing that. I just see the oil of healing pouring into your heart where those wounds were. And I just see an ability for you to move ahead no matter what. And I just see that grace falling on you to be able to join in, because God's bringing you a few other individuals that you're going to connect with and going to have a similar heart for the kingdom. And the Lord's going to let you put your hand to the plow and plow some things that you weren't expecting. And as you do that, there's blessings. I love one of the scriptures in the Old Testament. It says, the blessings of the Lord will overtake you. That means you're going somewhere. You're not on your bed saying, God bless me. It's like, I'm busy doing this, do that. God bless me. And he does. He overtakes us. And I see you teaching that to other people as well. And people that are younger, that may not understand things, just pray on them. Like I said before, God gives us the ability to transfer anointing to other people. So those young people that may be empty heads right now, just lay hands on those empty heads and let God fill them with his goodness and mercy. Amen. And my sister, I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I just see where it's not an accident, like I was saying to that brother. The enemies try to take you out multiple times. And even family connections, it's like, God, how do I make this happen? And you found out you can't. That total surrender to the Lord is the only way. And I see attachments that were released to you, released off of you today. As I was talking about those word curses, some of those were really satanic curses that were put on you, even as young as your birth. And I just see all those lifting off of you. I see a freedom in the things of the Lord. The Lord's gifted you to be able to see in the spiritual realm, both the good and the bad. And of course, sometimes we don't like to see the bad. But the reason he lets you see that is because he's equipped you with weapons of warfare to take them out. So now you can know, okay, that guy's scary, but I'm scarier. So once that revelation comes to you, you'll realize and they will realize that you're trouble to them. And that's why they've come against you so hard, is because somehow, some way they knew if you got into your element, kind of like Wonder Woman, you know, when she found her element, other people were in trouble. And I see those weapons of warfare, the tools God's given you, they're coming alive to you. You're going to connect with some other people, and they're going to challenge you, and you're going to get to another level of intercession, because I believe your warfare is not just like a business or a church. It's like citywide and even nationwide. And I encourage you just to begin to walk in that. Know that God's called you, and in the process of doing all that, I just see a healing taking place in your whole being. The next few weeks are going to be exciting. It's almost like every day you're going to wake up and something else is going to be broken off of you, and you're going to see a new thing. And I just see you doing prayer walks, thanking God. Just like the leper that got cleansed, but when he went back to Jesus to give thanks, his fingers that were rotted off grew back. It said he made him whole. And I see that happening with you. My sister here.
Lindsay.
I want to encourage you in the Lord. I just see a special gifting in the area of counseling. I just see that it's like you see things that are wrong, and you just want, why didn't anyone else see that? It's because there's a gift that God's given you to discern those things. And are you involved in the mental health thing?
You can say that.
Okay. Because I see you working along those lines, that your gift is, it will work in those situations. And it's not just the mental things. There's a physical thing as well. And the Lord's going to let you understand the physical side of things. So it's not just to be aware. It's like a word of knowledge. You have a word of knowledge, you know, that someone has a headache. Praise God, and you go home. No, you pray for that headache to go away. That's the reason you got the word of knowledge, was so that the headache would be healed. In the same way, when God shows you things, it's to heal them. Now, it may be immediate, or it may be 2 months or 2 years, whatever. God's choosing all that, right? But the obedience on your part is to pray. And just tell the people, say, look, I see this, 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 and this. Can I pray for you? Sure. And lay hands on them and pray for them. And you'll go a lot farther than medicine or therapy and all that stuff. Even though that works too. I'm a doctor, right? I keep doing it. My sister here.
My name is Etta.
Etta, I just want to encourage you. Again, it's not an accident that you're here on multiple frequencies. One, the enemy's tried to take you out several times. And two, it's like, how do I put this? The word that comes to me is, you don't fit. Now, that's what the enemy's saying, and that's what social people are saying, but that's not what God's saying. He goes, I put you in this place at this time for this call that God has for you. And I see you leading people in worship. I see you challenging people to reach out to the heavens. And I just see you always turning them to the Lord. It's like no matter how negative they get, stop thinking about those things. Stop saying to them, think about Jesus. Think about the Lord. He's with you. And then you sing and you bring the presence of God in those places. And I see that the anointing of God is on you to bring the presence in that place. And that's why he's gifted you with the ability to sing and to worship and to exalt and to decree and to declare. And that's an intercessory gift as well. And I see you just doing that, doing prayer walks, drive-bys, whatever. And I see God using you to break down the things of darkness and bring forth God's light. Thank you, Jesus. There's healing in your hands. I see you laying hands on a lot of people, bringing healing, both emotional, spiritual, and physical. And I see God answering your prayers for your family. There's a lot of issues there, and God knows every one of them. And he's heard your prayers, and he's bringing healing. In this next year, you're going to see two of them that you didn't expect come to the Lord, and you're going to be able to relate to them like you never could before. And once they're in, it's like the majority reigns. So you're going to see more and more take over in your family and extended family. Praise God. My sister here.
Robin,
I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I just see music. I see a piano. I see like music sheets. I see you like teaching it and just being totally absorbed with it. I see you almost like a director, you know, directing the music. And the Lord's gifted you in a way that you can hear like 10 different sounds and discern them all. So if you're not a director, you probably need to be because God's gifted you that way. And I just see a love for people. I just see especially people that are down and out, like handicapped, that kind of thing. It's like your heart goes out. That's a pastoral anointing. And I just see, first I want to encourage you that you can't fix everything. Because most of us that have that kind of heart get overwhelmed because they can't fix everything. But he can. And you just do your part. That's what he told me. You do your part, I'll do my part. I'll take care of the big picture. You do your little thing here and be faithful in it. And he will continue to do that. And I see that happening in your life. I see some type of employment that's going to bring you wealth. And it won't be something that you're really excited about at first. But you know that it's coming in for the kingdom. And you're going to allow it to happen. So that God can use that income for greater things. And after a few years, you're going to have enough to where you can do whatever you want. So there's family dynamics that God's working on. And it's like I see all these different parts of the engine, and your family's got a different part to play. And he's working out all those things. And he's got plenty of oil to grease them up. So they stop fighting each other. And I just see special grace on you for that. In fact, let's pray for family anointing right now, family healing right now. Father, we just thank you for all the families that are represented here, in this church, in this city, in this area, Father. And Satan takes his off of individuals who are causing, and Father, we nullify his effect on the family. Father, we just blow on all these families your anointing, the anointing of the family. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, let your anointing fall on this region, on every family, on husbands and wives and fathers and mothers, on the children, Lord. We just pray your anointing on this area. We thank you for breakthrough in families. Lord, we pray for all the counseling sessions. We pray for all the ministry sessions. We thank you for medicine and wisdom to manage things. Increase it, Mary, Lord. Increase your anointing, your revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Paul, I just want to encourage you as well. I just see a special grace on you to travel. Probably something you don't want to do, because that's why you need grace. But I see you traveling in these next few years more than you wanted. But every time you go, it's like God shows up. And even if it's for one person, Pastor Tunde told me, he may have given a testimony in here, how God called him to go all the way to South Africa from Nigeria to meet one person. And that person was delivered of some kind of mental derangement. And that was it. Got him healed, delivered, came back. So I see that, not every time, but I see a few unique times where you're arguing with God. I shouldn't go. There's a meeting. It's going to be a handful of people. Just go. Because God's grace is there, and I just see you calling on that grace just for more of him. And I see that's going to develop a reputation for you that others are going to call and say, please come. That doesn't mean you need to answer every invitation, but you know what I'm talking about. God's going to gift you in a way so that you can press through the uncomfortableness of the travel and leaving things that you're responsible for and all that stuff into his hands and other capable people. And I just see that grace on you. I see the prophetic coming on you in a greater dimension. And I see dreams and visions taking place. I see you doing prophetic acts. And you're like, well, I'm not sure this is you, God, but I'm doing it anyway. And I see God just answering and doing great things because you were obedient. And I see several people coming to you that have both influence and finances. And they're going to say, look, we've been wanting to do this, but we hadn't found anyone that we could trust. And they're going to trust you. And they're going to trust what you tell them and how to use their influence and their finances. And more's coming. I just see that be faithful with the little, the rest is coming. And a lot of these things the Lord already showed you, they're just confirmation that it's going to happen. And in these next few years, it's going to happen. And I just see in your family, there's that family anointing I just prayed for is on your family. And I just see God orchestrating steps. And I see every little area manifesting the way he wants it to be done. I see an illness that God's healing, and it's been years, but God is slowly been bringing them to the place of full recovery. And I just see a special just kind of worship session that's going to happen when it's totally done. And we just thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to do an activation for the gift of prophecy. The way we do this is if, let me check first. Did I minister to everybody? Praise God. God's good. You know, I have a problem when I have over 100 people because I want to prophesy to everybody, but we don't have the time, right? In fact, I probably overextended my time already. But God, right? So let's activate those of you that want to see God move in the gift of prophecy. First, you have to find someone you don't know well. So if you look around, find someone. Yeah, go ahead, stand up. Some of you have to come over here, and some of you have to go over there. But find someone you don't know well. Yeah, if you're not ready, just go ahead and sit down and then watch what we're doing so that you'll have freedom to do it later. Yeah. That's right. There's one over there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't mean that you can't go to someone that you know. It just helps because what happens if you know them well, what happens, you start thinking about things that they need, right? And, oh, this or that, and then you try to figure it out. I think there's someone. Awesome. Praise God. Anyone that doesn't have someone that they're praying with that wants to pray. Okay, you got y'all two together? Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Did you want, why don't you and Ernie get together? I know you know him, but you can still encourage him because he has a lot of hidden sin. No, I'm just joking. Oh, God's good. So, this is the way it works. What we'll do, hopefully you have your prayer language because that helps to stir up the gift of the Spirit. Amen? Holding their hand helps. So if you just grab their hand and start praying in tongues, we'll do that for about a minute. And then expect God to start showing you some things while we're praying in tongues. If you don't have tongues yet, just say, God help me, God show me, just pray something, amen? And this is because you want to bless them. It's all about God's love, right? That's 13 that comes before 14 in 1 Corinthians. It's about love. The reason we're doing this is to bless the other person. So let's just pray in tongues for a little while. Kora baba shika tandari okosi. 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 Kora nadi okosi nadi okosi. He may give you a scripture. He may give you a picture. Kora baba shika tandari okosi. Kora nadi okosi nadi okosi nadi okosi. Kora mama mama shika tandari okosi. Kora nadi okosi tandari okosi. Now, as you had impressions, just go ahead and relate that to the other individual, what your impression is. Sometimes when you relate it, you can also get something else. So you might see a butterfly and then say butterfly, and then you have joy. You feel joy. And then just be obedient to the Lord And then let the other person share with you any impressions that you're getting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't think it's stupid. Whatever you get, just share it. There's grace here. And I believe God's grace is sufficient. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Okay. Praise God.
I had a vision of it's a big stone, multi-ton stone, and this part of my life journey is connected to things like this, but I do think it's for you. And